We have Dan McGee, who's the manager of the Irish badminton team. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Conor.
Thanks for joining us here on Near FM. And can I just say congratulations to you and the whole team, because they did absolutely amazingly last week out in Baku. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, it was a great trip, a fantastic to bring home some medals for Ireland.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and can I just point out to our listeners that in terms, at the moment, Ireland is going through a huge purple patch of winning and achievement and the ratings. And you know, when if any of you saw the Setanta Sport coverage of the badminton last week, where Chloe and Sam McGee won bronze medals, as did Sam and Josh, it must have been fantastic to be there, was it, Dan?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, you know, we've put so much work into this, and it's been a long term project, and to finally get a major medal at one of the big events, it's been fantastic for us.
Yeah, and in fairness, now I have to point out that the people who won were all McGee's, who were all your brothers and sisters, isn't that correct?
Yeah, brothers and sisters and coach and players, so
yeah,
it's the way we look at it.
Yeah, and plus the fact, I think, having checked, I think you're the only family that won so much at the first European Games, isn't that correct?
Yeah, no, it's a big for three siblings all to come home with a medal, and for one to be a double medalist, it's a massive thing, probably one of the only stories like that from the games itself.
Yeah, and tell us, Baku out in Azerbaijan, how did you get there? Because, like, it must be a huge, like, it must be literally the outer edge of Europe.
Yeah, it was a long journey. Started off with a flight with Turkish Airlines to Istanbul, and then from Istanbul we flew directly to Baku, so quite a journey, but thankfully we were able to get there a little bit earlier than the event started, get acclimatized, settled in, and then we just got back to work then.
Right, brilliant. And even coming back now, because I know the team are gone to Russia, is that correct at the moment?
Yeah, they're currently out in Russia, so they'll start to compete again today in their Olympic qualification matches, so they're straight back to work again and out competing, so it was a short stop over back, where they came back on Monday morning and then flew out again on Tuesday at around 5 o'clock in the morning, so yeah, not much rest for them.
Yeah, well, the only thing is they must have got great air miles on it if they have air miles.
Yeah, they're gold card at this stage.
They must be. And can I also point out to our listeners that Sarah Boyle from the north side here in Portmarnock was out there as well, isn't that correct?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Sarah Boyle playing ladies doubles with Rachel Dyer was their first major competition, and they were the youngest pair to qualify for the event, so massive experience, and the girls performed really well there, so it was a big step up for Rachel and Sarah, and it was fantastic to see how they rose their level. And one of the Badminton Europe reports, the guy actually quoted as saying this is an advance from junior to senior for these girls after the performances that they had.
Yes, yeah. Now, you mentioned about the qualifying for the Olympics. That's the next step, isn't it, out to Rio?
Yeah, that's the next one. So particularly May, we've got to get the 10 best results possible in 10 tournaments.
Right.
And for each tournament, you get ranking points, and those are the highest rank to go and represent their countries in Rio for the Olympics.
Yeah. And like, we're very lucky. Scott Evans is at number 23 in the world at the moment. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, so we've got Scott and 23. You've got Sam and Chloe, who are top 25. And we've got good opportunities of qualifying maybe three this time.
Previously,
in the last two Olympics, we've only had Scott and Chloe in the singles, but with maybe a possibility of qualifying the mixed doubles partnership as well. So it'd be great to have another athlete there representing Badminton and representing Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And tell me, like, you're all from Raphoe, isn't that correct, up in Donegal?
That's it, yeah.
And how, like, well, I know the story, but our listeners wouldn't. How did, like, your father kind of got involved in badminton from an early age, and that's how he got all of you involved, isn't that correct?
Yeah, he would have helped out with our badminton hall in Raphoe. It was a one-court hall in an old church building that was falling to pieces, basically. So the club got together and helped renovate the hall. My dad was hugely part of that renovation. From that, we started playing badminton in there, and ever since, we've taken it from there, moved on to Sweden, where we trained there under Tommy Reedy, who's our current high performance director.
Yes, yeah,
and thankfully,
Tommy.
Now with the provisions in place, now that we've got our national centre based back in Dublin, and from that we're training there, and it's thriving and at the minute, and it's great to have our full-time players back training full-time in the country itself.
Yes, I suppose that's, you know, I know Scott headed off to Denmark when he was about 14 or something like that, which was tough on him, you know, and I suppose Chloe headed off very early as well, and I think yourself and Sam as well. But it's great, as you're saying, this is all now happening here in Dublin.
Yeah, I think it's really important when you have a national centre at home, because not only for the players to be training here and not having to travel so much, but also for the young players coming through to be able to see these guys. And now the fact that we've got three European medalists who are there and training each day, and then the young kids can see what they're
doing. Exactly, yeah, the example
they can talk
is there.
To them,
yes,
and learn of them.
Yes, yeah.
So it's huge for the development of the game, you know.
Yeah, well, look, thanks, John. Thanks very much for taking the time to take the call. And please pass on our congratulations to everybody. And hopefully we'll get back on to you. You know, maybe we could go out here near FM and cover everybody in Rio. I don't know if our budget would go that much, but we could try it and see, you know. But look, yeah, all the very best. And please pass on our huge congratulations to the team. And thanks for taking the call, Dan. Thank you.
That's good. Thanks very much.
Cheers. We'll talk to you again.